Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I please have your first and your last name?
Wanda Ramsey.
Okay, and your zip code, please.
71203.
Okay, thank you. Give me a moment to get an account pulled up, please.
Okay.
All right, and verify the shipping, your shipping address for me.
2834 Sports Fairbanks Road, Mo, Louisiana, 71203.
All right, and thank you. And I'm looking at this account. It shows that back May the 6th, a Pure Mini Pods, a Pure smartwatch, and a warranty was ordered. Total came out to be $26.85. Now, the $6.95 charges is on your account. That's just the shipping cost of those products. After
Yes,
14
ma'am.
days, the company does charge a one-time payment for each one of those products. Those mini pods is $59.95, along with the Pure smartwatch as well. It's $59.95. It's a one-time payment.
Okay, I was under the impression that these were free. Just pay the shipping. Can I return them to you?
Okay, so I understand you're wanting to just return the products back to us.
Yes,
Now,
ma'am, please.
oh, yes, ma'am. Now, the fitness watch does help keep you in shape. It does track your heart rate monitoring. The AirPods do give you 6 hours playback time. They are sweat proof. Now, you have been charged for those earbuds, which is the $59.95. If you want it to keep the earbuds, we are allowed to do a 35% refund. And then when they do turn around and try to recharge for the watch, we can do that at a 35% discount as well, if you wanted to keep them.
Okay, that'd be fine. I'll keep the buzz and I'll pay the 69, but I need to let Capital One know because I refuse to charge. But I want to I don't want the watch, so I'm gonna send it back.
Okay, you don't want the watch, but you'll do the 35%
Ma'am.
refund on the buds, earbuds, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I think so.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, as another offer that we have for that watch, which is my employee discount, we are able to do a 50% discount on that one if you wanted to do that.
All right, so how much would I owe?
Okay, so let's see. Go back. $59.95. Let's see. So you got the $59.95 charge already. We're going to do a 35% refund on that one. So that's going to give you a refund for $20.98 on that charge. And
Okay.
then the $59.95 with the 50% discount for that watch. Let's see. The watch, that means that you would pay $29.97 for that watch.
All right, that'll be fine. I
That's fine.
that'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can get those discounts, but I'm so sorry to cause you problems, but
Oh, no, you're fine.
I thought they were free.
That's okay. No
No, I
problem.
just paid shipping. All right, well, I'll read more carefully next time.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And now
Okay.
the $20.98, Miss Wanda, just give it 3 to 5 business days. It'll be refunded back into your account, okay?
Okay, and the one that I refused today, if it doesn't come back again, I guess I could call. I don't know if I call Capital One or who I call to tell them to let it go and go.
Now, what I will do is, since, because they're probably going to block it, since they already blocking the charge from coming through, we won't even worry about that watch. We'll just charge you for the earbuds, and you can still just keep the watch. Okay, I can do that because they're probably going to, since they're blocking the charge now, they're probably going to keep it blocked. So don't even worry
Fuck.
about that.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. And like I said, I'm sorry. It was my misunderstanding. I'll be read more carefully next time.
Okay, yes, ma'am, no problem. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you again for calling customer service.
Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
welcome. Bye-bye.